Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about selling heavy equipment that are on the verge of being obsolete. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Heavy equipment is being so expensive that we use them to their fullest, and then when we see no further use for them, we try to sell it to someone who may need it for his or her business. But as the years pass, we see a lot of changes in technology of the machines, and people ideally do not wish to buy something that is very old. They like to go with the heavy equipment that are all known to the operators and do not experience a hard time to work on it. Now, in this situation, or in a situation like this, if you have a machine that has been with you for decades, it is now and now is just can't be used at all. You are perhaps left with no other option than to sell it as scrap. Now, there is other ways behind that. You could dismantle it, put it on like a website, sell it part by part, or you can scrap it if you don't feel to fix it and throw it in an auction. A person with the same mind will never buy it with the intentions of using it in his construction business. It will simply not work. Then I would scrap it. In case you sell heavy equipment as scrap, you are not getting everything out of it. Just a few $100 and you are all done. But what if a company is ready to pay a few thousand for the same metal machine or same piece of metal? It sounds to be unrealistic, but as a matter of fact, there are some companies that deal with age-old heavy equipment and buy them by paying a decent amount of money, which a person selling it can't even expect to get that for the old stuff. These companies are always in the hunt for old heavy equipment that people are happily willing to do away with it. The modus operandi of these companies is to buy the machines at a real cheap rate and change their parts with new ones. They work to get it all together, new look, and also install gadgets and currently in demand. Overall, they make it look like a brand new heavy equipment. Sell it at a price much less than the ones that normally buy from heavy equipment manufacturers. These companies have engineers working for them and heavy equipment mechanics working heavily on them. These engineers have loads of experience in producing heavy equipment. They also provide with all the heavy equipment that are required to manufacture construction machines. It is just that they can't use the name of the brand on the machine, or else they mostly produce machines which are a bit less par to the original ones. It makes a lot of sense to sell the old heavy equipment to these companies, which, you know, it's a refurb shop, you know. It's a, you know, sell it for $10,000, they'll fix it all up and probably sell it for $50,000 to $100,000 overseas. They are ready to buy the machines that are not bought by anybody else. So before you plan to sell it off to such companies, it's better that you first check the number of such companies available in your city. Basically saying, don't sell it off at a scrapyard. Try to sell it off on the internet to a refurb shop that refurbs heavy equipment. You can contact them and check the price that they're ready to pay. Do not commit to anybody, but speak with as many people as you can and know the price that they are ready to pay you for. You can then sell a machine to the person that you or who you can get paid the most. In this way, you can get rid of the old heavy equipment and still make a decent amount of money. again, don't scrap it. Sell it to a heavy equipment dealer that will refab it and get it back out, paint it, sell it, and restore it. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.